إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. قال تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم، رب زدني علما، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. The blessed month of Muharram has commenced. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend the rahmah, the mercy, and the blessings of this month unto us and allow us to benefit from this auspicious month. And with the onset of the month of Muharram, that also means that the new Islamic year has commenced. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us of our shortcomings in the previous year, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the coming year beneficial for us in terms of our relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and in terms of our hereafter. This blessed month of Muharram has historically many elements to its nobility, its prestige, and the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon it. Many historical events have taken place in this month of Muharram. In some books of tafsir, we find mentioned that this is the day that Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was saved. And this is the month within which day Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was saved from the flooding, etc., etc. But from our Sharia's perspective, we look at what our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned in respect to this month, where the nobility arises from and what special attributes are attached to it by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A couple of weeks ago I mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is no month outside of the month of Ramadan in which he alayhi salatu wasalam showed as much enthusiasm towards fasting than the month of Muharram. But going beyond that, we find in an authentic hadith that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left Makkah al-Mukarramah because of the threat to the Prophet's life and the permission that was granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first year in that Muharram, he noticed that there was special attention that was being paid on the 10th of Muharram by the Jewish community. And
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became inquisitive and inquired with the Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what was special about this day for them? Why were they celebrating? And I'll explain the concept of celebrating in a little while. So the Jewish community were fasting on this day. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he inquired, the Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا اليوم, this day is the day that أنجى الله موسى وقومه من فرعون أو كما قال, that this is the day that Allah saved Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and his people from the grasp and clutch of Fir'aun. The very lengthy story of Fir'aun, which peaks at the Pharaoh Fir'aun pursuing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam until he reaches the riverbed and he strikes the river with his staff, the Asa, and this opens up for his people to pass through. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam begins to venture with his community, and the Pharaoh Fir'aun, he says to himself that I am more superior to Musa and his Rabb, and if he can pass by then I can pass by as well, and he commands his people to go through the river to pursue, in pursuit of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people cross onto the other side. Fir'aun and his army are in the middle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the sea to close upon them. So we know the story, that's just a quick summary. And so this is what the Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in are referring to, of Allah saving Musa and his people. So they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the day that Allah saved Musa and his people from the grasp and clutch of Fir'aun. So they are commemorating this and thanking Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal through this act of worship. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I and we have more of a right on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than anybody else. And so we will fast on this day going forward. And another variation of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that we will fast on this day and one day in addition to it, either before or after. So the 9th of Muharram and the 11th, or the 11th of Muharram alongside the 10th of Muharram. Why? To distinguish between us and others who are commemorating Musa and his being saved. Now there are lots of things to talk about here. But one aspect that needs to be regarded and looked at is how the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, how Islam considers times of happiness and what to do in them. This is an important lesson that we learn from Islam. We as Muslims, we've developed on a global level, most of us, that our attachment to Allah is at the time of need. At the time of when we are in bad times, when we are down and we need help, when something devastating happens to us, we remember Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Which isn't a bad thing, don't get me wrong, this is part of Islam. But it's not total Islam. Only remembering Allah in times of need. That's what we've become. We've limited our remembrance of Allah to times of desperation and need. And here the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a time of celebration, commemoration. That anjallahu Musa min Fir'aun, Allah saved Musa from Fir'aun on this day. So how does the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrate this day? How does he commemorate this day? What does he say to do on this day that we are going to celebrate and commemorate a good favor of Allah upon us? What do we do? The Prophet ﷺ says, remember Allah Rabbul Izzati wa Jalal in fasting. And this is what is missing for many of our lives. That we do not remember Allah in our times of prosperity, in our good times. The Sharia teaches us, if you remember Allah in your times of prosperity, Allah will not forget you in your time of need. But what we do is we disregard Allah in our time of prosperity and turn to Allah in our time of need. And if you think about it from of a psychological way, what we're saying to Allah is, Allah, we only want to have this relationship with you when we need you. And what Allah actually wants from His believers is that you are to become such obedient servants of Allah that you remember Allah at all times. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us at this time of Muharram. That whether it is a time of good, whether it is a time of celebration, whether it is a time of grief, a believer remembers Allah throughout. That's number one. And the second thing that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, and think about it, it's a time of gratitude. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being grateful for what Allah has done. How is that gratefulness shown? It's not shown with words. It's not simply words that are said. It's shown with ibadah. This is very, very important to understand. Gratefulness to Allah is served by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot be grateful to Allah if you are disobedient to Allah. Two messages that we learned. One, that at the time of prosperity and at the time of being in a positive position, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in the times of need. Because the promise is that if you remember Allah in your good times, Allah will remember you in your bad times. Come out of this attitude of only turning to Allah when we need, when someone dies, when we lose a position, when we want something. From other than that, there is no remembrance of Allah. No. Allah wants us 24 hours, 7 days a week. Allah wants us for every moment that we can give to Him. And number two, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us the celebratory attitude of a believer is, and the gratitude that's shown by a believer is actual ibadah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And that is why on this occasion when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is delivered from the grasp of Fir'aun, what does the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fast on this day. Be obedient and show gratitude to Allah by doing ibadah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So that's the first hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us on the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram, we must mark this day by remembering Allah, being grateful to Allah, and our gratefulness is shown through the worship of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The first message. Number two, what has the Prophet ﷺ promised us for this? Because Allah doesn't take ibadah from us without giving immense amounts back. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us two very particular fasts in the year. One was the fast of Arafah, which we performed, inshaAllah, before the day of Eid, in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised 2 years of compensation of sin. One for the previous year and one for the coming year. And a second day outside of the month of Ramadan, this fast of Muharram, initially, in a riwayat of Bukhari, this fast was actually farz. The 10th of Muharram was farz. And after the advent of the Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wishes to fast it now can fast it. It's no longer farz. But this was an initial farz. And what is the reward? Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, whoever fasts the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase for him his previous year's sin. So 1 year, not like Arafah, which was 2 years, 1 year of sins that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will erase from our account. So that is the promise of the reward of fasting on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, which for our case will be next Saturday. Saturday is the 10th, the 9th is, Friday is the 9th, and if you wish to fast the 11th instead, then that will be on Sunday. So either Saturday, Sunday, or Friday and Saturday. And just a little fiqh, if someone is unable to fast 2 days, you can only manage the 1 day, then inshallah the reward is for that person as well. So if you can only fast on the Saturday, then inshallah you'll achieve the reward of that just by fasting on that Saturday. One final hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ speaks about the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Like I said, there are many, many historical events attached to the day of Ashura. But what is the promise for us from our beloved Messenger ﷺ for it? There is a hadith recorded by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah, amongst others, in which multiple chains of narration strengthen this one narration, though on its own is slightly weak, but with multiple chains of narration that it's narrated from, there is strength gathered in this hadith, in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man wassa'a ala 'iyalihi yawma 'ashura wassa'a Allahu 'alayhi sa'ira sanatihi." That whoever spends generously on their family on the day of Ashura, Allah will spend generously on that person throughout the year. So whoever spends a bit more generously on their family on the day of Ashura, the blessed nature of the day of Ashura is that in reciprocation of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend his generosity towards that individual throughout the rest of the year. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, one of the famous imams that is followed throughout the world, he says, "I practiced upon this hadith for 60 years and I found it to never fail me once." Meaning, he felt the immense barakah that Allah extended towards him throughout the rest of the year in reciprocation of acting upon this hadith. So inshallah, this day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, is very near, it's drawing upon us. The month of Muharram, Shahrullah al-Muharram. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to it as Allah's month, Shahrullah. You can imagine how blessed in nature it is to be granted this title. So we are in this month. The prescribed ibadah from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this month is fasting, and especially encouraged on the 10th and the 11th, or the 9th and 10th of Muharram, for which we are commemorating. The reason behind it, this is important to know. Why does the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrate the 10th of Muharram? It is celebrated because, what is the cause that's given by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because of the story of Musa and nothing else. So why is this day celebrated? Because of the deliverance of Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam from the grasp of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn the lessons from this very, very blessed story, this immense story of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that he relays to us of the deliverance of Fir'aun. All the lessons that are within it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true appreciation of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be grateful to Allah in a manner that He sees fit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and enable us to benefit from this month of Muharram in its totality. وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا من يضع أنور بك كوزدون يضع كوزدون يضع أدان كوزدون يضع Naveed. Call Naveed.
Allahu Akbar.